Same-sex couples here in Washington State are reacting with excitement to news today that the Supreme Court struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. That means gay and lesbian couples who are legally married here will be able to have the same federal benefits on taxes and Social Security as heterosexual couples. For more on local reaction, we turn to KPLU's Ashley Gross, who's been speaking with people this morning and joins us live. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Well, what's been the reaction so far?
Well, there's been a lot of excitement and a lot of relief. Obviously, this is a controversial decision. Many people here in Washington voted against Referendum 74 that legalized same-sex marriage here. But among supporters of gay rights, there's a huge outpouring of excitement and relief. I spoke with Valerie Curtis Newton, who heads the performance department at the University of Washington. She married her partner Kim Powell in 2009 in Connecticut, kind of in response to Proposition 8 in California, because she was so upset that people's rights to marry were being taken away there in California. So she lived here in Washington, went to Connecticut where she grew up, and got married to her partner. And she says now that she's just so excited to qualify for all these benefits that have been available to heterosexual couples.
I'm like so excited to actually file a joint tax return. And the idea that should one of us pass away, the other one actually would not have to go through a lot of hoops to get survivor benefits on the Social Security monies that we've already paid in, and the idea that we could be equally protected under the law, it's something that's hard even to put into words.
She said that she was having a hard time explaining how important it was to her. And after having watched in 1996 when the law passed and being so disappointed in the Clinton administration, to see how much the country has changed was really meaningful to her.
Well, this doesn't clear the way for same-sex couples to marry legally across the country, though, right?
No, it's still up to the states. There's 12 states that allow it right now and the District of Columbia. But what this does is it clears the way for people like Valerie Curtis Newton to get these benefits. And then it kind of raises some more questions for couples in, say, Idaho, who come over the border to Washington and get married and then go back to their state. So what federal benefits do they qualify for? Right now, it's been kind of agency by agency, depending on within the federal government. So now the federal government is going to have to sort all of that out. I spoke with Sarah Dunn of the ACLU here in Washington, who says this is going to be an ongoing process that she hopes gets sorted out quickly.
I think this decision makes clear that it is discriminatory and unfair to treat married same-sex couples differently from heterosexual couples. And I presume that the administration and the courts will be moving quickly to fix that and make sure that federal benefits are provided evenly and fairly across the country.
But still, it's up to the states whether they're going to allow same-sex couples to get married. Here locally, there's, like I said, there's a lot of excited reaction. Mayor Mike McGinn of Seattle sent out a statement saying, "Love and equality prevail." The city had submitted an amicus brief in the DOMA case saying that they were having to tax employees who were in same-sex marriages differently than employees in heterosexual marriages, and they felt that that was unfair and putting them in a bad position. So overall, I'd say so far a lot of excitement.
All right, Ashley, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
KPLU's Ashley Gross reporting live this morning. We'll have more on the story this hour from NPR and this afternoon on All Things Considered starting at 3 o'clock here on KPLU.